It can be a lucrative business, hunting for truffles, as they commonly sell for $1,000 per pound. But finding them is a trick. Their growth is considered a rare natural phenomenon found primarily in France and Italy, and you need to employ the skills of a pig to find them. Well, folks in Oregon are trying to show that truffles can be planted, managed, and harvested just like any other agricultural product. Chef Daniel Orr went on a field trip to Eugene, Oregon, to attend the annual Oregon Truffle Festival. Their truffière, or truffle, field is located near a number of local wineries by the Willamette River. The festivities include a truffle hunt, seminars for training your dog to sniff out truffles, and a grand truffle dinner. One of the founders of the festival is Dr. Charles Lefevre. He's also perhaps the world's foremost culinary truffle cultivator. His job is to work with trees that are known to be good truffle hosts and then plant those in truffières across the country. He's also leading the festival participants and their dogs on a hunt for this reclusive delicacy.
I make my living with the European truffles, and I had French truffles in my refrigerator. But of course, I live in Oregon, so I had Oregon truffles in my refrigerator right next to the French truffles. And I had always been told that the Oregon truffles were weak. They had no aroma. But the reality is that they're actually very, very good. And the culinary experience is very, very good when they're served well with the right foods. So it struck me as an opportunity to redeem them. So I was looking for that opportunity of a truffle patch where we could actually bring people and have them have the experience of finding truffles. I will do a little demonstration of how to find truffles just inside the woods. Just gather around right here. The way I know that there are truffles in the ground right here is because of the holes that the squirrels and mice have dug. Of course, everywhere that you see a hole and fresh dirt, that truffle is gone. But it tells you that the truffles tend to be clumped, and there are likely to be more, all of its friends. If you find a place that has lots of these little holes, I tend to start back away from them and work toward it. I'm raking down to the mineral soil through all of the organic layer, because the truffles are right at the interface between the organic and mineral layers. And hopefully there actually is a truffle here. There's a truffle. This is a very small one, but that's an Oregon white truffle. I can just see that this is a spring white truffle. They have these white lines on the surface. But the spring whites have no culinary value at this time of year. So have at it.
Swap them around.
And yes, please do swap the rakes around. Share the rakes.
Share the rakes.
If you find the little ones, leave them back down. You don't know if it's going to re-pollinate or not, but, you know, throw back the little fish. You know, catch and release. With my dog, I'm watching for different
It's an odd coincidence that there's a molecule in a right truffle that exactly mimics a molecule in a sex pheromone of a pig. So that's one reason why pigs are attracted. But pigs can weigh hundreds of pounds. And if you're walking your pig down the road in Italy, it might be a pretty good indication to people what you're about to do. And, of course, it's a pretty well-guarded secret where you find your truffles. So, you know, hundreds of years ago, it was such a well-kept secret that a man would not even tell his firstborn son the location until his deathbed.
Oh, no, you don't need it.
Well, there's three basic steps to teaching a dog to find anything with its nose. The first thing you want to do is imprint the scent. The dog has to understand that's the smell we're looking for. The second step is to then hide it, you know, like under some loose leaf litter so he visually can't see it, but he needs to locate it with his nose. The third and probably the most difficult step is you have to train a separate alert, which means he needs to let me know in some overt fashion that he's located a truffle. It could be a bark. I use where they actually start scratching the soil in a digging motion, and then I immediately call them off and reward them, and then I go over where they indicated where it was and find it.
And now she's given me two signs that definitely mean there's truffles around. Standing on the side of a tree, and then where she'll just kind of stand over and say, this is ownership here, but you want it. I'll run off to the next tree. And she'll do that like to three trees. That's really fun.
So for that sounds people, awesome.
Yeah, for lucky
makes me want to get a dog.
Basically, what's been discovered recently are there are two different mating types that exist in the truffle, in the black truffle, and you have to have the two of those come together to get truffles to form. And this is new information, absolutely new for scientists. And it has pretty important implications for whether a truffier or a tree is going to be productive or not.
Is there anything kinky about truffle sex?
You know, the whole fungal life cycle is so different from the human life cycle that, okay, here, I'll tell you what it is. If we were like fungi, we would spend all of our lives as a sperm and an egg, and then when we got ready to reproduce, we would fuse to form a human, and then 2 seconds later, we would be back to being sperm and eggs again. That's what fungi do.
I grew up in this landscape, so I look out over these hills and these trees and these oak trees, and I identify with it. I'm made of this place. I'm made of this soil. So it's very interesting for me that I see that these glorious wines and truffles, and it's all coming from this same earth. It's all made of the same stuff that I am, and it's very interesting how seeing delicacies come from the same soil that one is made of can actually affect one's perception of oneself. And it might explain how so many Europeans are so proud of the places that they come from and why they all think that their place is the absolute best place in the world, because they see the other stuff that comes from it.
Charles Lefevre is co-founder of the Oregon Truffle Festival. Shannon Birch is an ecologist studying reproduction of mushrooms. Jim Sanford of Blackberry Farms is the handler for North America's only professional truffle dog. And Dee Dee Dalsrud was accompanied on the hunt by her dog, Camille. Thanks to Daniel Orr and all the folks at the Oregon Truffle Festival.